You're listening to Bill's Classical Jukebox. We serve the GTA from 96.3 FM in Toronto. We serve Eastern Ontario from 103.1 FM in Cobourg. And we serve Southern Georgian Bay from the studio that I'm in right now at 102.9 FM, the new home of Bill's Classical Jukebox in Collingwood. Southern Georgian Bay, a booming region and one that has a very, very, very vibrant artistic and cultural community. My great pleasure now to welcome the executive director of Theatre Collingwood, which is right in our building here down in the main floor. We're up on the second floor. Erica Angus, hello. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited that you're in town now.
We're here.
Wonderful. And in our building.
And we're not going anywhere. I mean, it's just too nice here. We got the sun out here. I'm not sure what it's like in other places. We can look it up and we'll tell you. But, now, you have been the executive director of Theatre Collingwood since 2013. Before that, I know you were in Barrie. You've done all sorts of things around central Ontario. Professional theatre, what does that mean?
Right. Okay. Well, you know, and it's interesting. People ask me that all the time, and sometimes people like to be in a particular camp. You know, I believe in professional theatre. I believe in community theatre. And what I like to say is they're both so intertwined and so important. So, professional theater basically is that someone has, you know, our artists have gone through the process of learning their craft and got to the point where we actually pay them for it, as they are so due. But, however, community theater, which is non-professional theater, and we do have a community theater company here in Collingwood as well, that's where everybody gets their start. So I'm a big advocate of community theater, but we're very proud that we can support professional artists in Collingwood.
Now, Theatre Collingwood presents productions, not produces. And explain the difference between that.
Right. Well, we have had a long history of producing, actually. The company is 33 years old. But, you know, it's very expensive to produce everything on your own. So 5 years ago, our board of directors decided to make a little bit of a change and hired me. I can't believe I'm going into year six to come in and work on a program to present theater. So we work with other regional theater companies and also independent artists to collaborate and to basically share in the cost as well. And I like to think of it that we're also giving the artists longer runs. Great productions are being able to go, you know, when I work on a production, I hopefully have it so that it can go to three different theaters. So the artists are getting longer contracts. And I used to always feel when a great show was on, gosh, it's over way too fast.
Uh-huh. Well, so in other words, a show that goes to Broadway then has a touring company, and one of those stops could be here.
It could very well be here. Now, we do a lot of work, as I say, with regional theater companies, mm-hmm. and I love that because they're all Canadian. So we have the same artists that are performing at Stratford or Shaw. You know, when they're not at Stratford, they might be at Theatre Collingwood. They might go to Theatre Orangeville from us. They might go over to the Orillia Opera House. So it's a win-win for everyone.
But it is always a challenge. Ticket revenues maybe account for half, and then you've got to be involved in other fundraising things and, you know, trying to find people who will donate.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got the numbers right. It's about half that the ticket revenue pays for our expenses, and the other half comes from our incredibly generous supporters, both corporate and individuals. We have a huge amount of members who donate generously every year to Theatre Collingwood, as well as our corporate partners.
We'll give you a website at the end of our conversation so that if anybody wants to become one of those donors, they'll be able to get in touch with you. Now, you appear at different venues. You've got a production coming out at the Simcoe Street Theatre, which is a small venue. But also there's a theatre here on the same street that we're on, here on Ontario Street, the Gaiety Theatre. It's been there forever, it seems. In fact, it was the first theatre north of Toronto to do talking pictures.
Yes.
Have they renovated it since?
Of course they have renovated it. Yes, there's been a few renovations. And, you know, it was an old vaudeville theatre at one point.
Well, talkies came in there.
Exactly. It's a beautiful little theatre. It had about 350 seats. And this past year, the owner of it, Sid Dickinson, took about 150 seats out and put in a very comfortable lounge. And our patrons are loving it. You know, it's an opportunity to come in and maybe have a beverage before the show, or
intermission.
Maybe intermission.
Take or maybe
one to
after
your
the
seat.
Show. Man.
Or after the show. And you can actually even sit in the lounge and see the performance as well. We're finding it's going over very, very well. And then what it does is it makes the actual theater portion of the building a little bit more intimate. There's about 200 seats there. It's lovely. It's a lovely space.
So you basically present a play a month through May, June, July, August,
right.
September, October. So that this season is over, but then you have a couple of things in the fall, and you have something coming out like a Remembrance Day.
Right, right. So I'm very excited about this project because it's two young Simcoe County playwrights who about 2 years ago wrote a play. Well, they spent some time interviewing families who had had family members who had gone to World War I. And they interviewed them, researched the families, and then wrote this play that is a very personal story of personal families in the region. So it did extremely well in Barrie last year. This year it will be at Base Borden on Remembrance Day. And we're thrilled to have it here on the 23rd and 24th of November, the Remembrance Month, at the Simcoe Street Theatre.
Which is the smaller venue. We Must Have More Men is the title, Theatre Collingwood's presentation. Patricia O'Callaghan, whose music we play all the time here, is
I
coming as well.
I love her. I'm
Ooh, that's
so
in December?
Excited. December 20th, when everyone's finished all of their craziness of preparing for the holiday season.
What do you mean December 20th finished? I don't start shopping until noon on the 24th.
Oh, yes. There are some of those.
I'm one of them.
Well, we're really excited that we purposely placed this close to Christmas because we wanted people to have an opportunity to sit down, take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy some beautiful music with some incredible artists. I'm very excited about Patricia being here. I'm also excited that Kevin Fox will be on the cello, that Lori Gemmell will be on the harp, and of course, our very own Craig Ashton, who sings for the Canadian Opera Company, lives in town here, and he's going to join us for that concert, too. He's a beautiful tenor, so I'm very excited, and I hope people will come out and join us at the New Life Church.
All right. Now, your 2018 theater playbill has been announced. We don't have time to go into that today, but I hope you come back a little closer to that sometime midway through January or something.
I would love to. Now, I would just love to say to people that if they go to our website, our early bird subscriptions start November 13th. So okay. That is coming up for next year.
That's not too far away. And that website, again, is theatercollingwood.ca.
Nice and easy.
Erica Angus, Executive Director of Theatre Collingwood. So nice of you to visit with us today. And as I said, come back anytime.
Thank you, Bill.